We are beginning now Mi'etz Hashem Meseches Chulin. In actuality, the name Chulin is somewhat of a paradox, being as part of Seder Kodshim. By definition, Seder Kodshim refers to the dinim, the mitzvahs, the activities that were done in the sphere of Kodesh, in the Beis HaMikdosh, with things that are sanctified, which are not Chulin. And Meseches Chulin deals with the mitzvahs, the Yisurim, and the mitzvahs of spheres of life, which are by definition chulin. Shechita of an animal which would be eaten for regular food by regular Jews, nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdosh. Possible cholov, isurim of eating insects, and so on and so forth. Absolutely nothing to do with the avodah that was performed in the Beis HaMikdosh. What does chulin have to do with Seder Kodshim? It's actually somewhat of a contradiction. The answer is rather straightforward. We know that in the Beis HaMikdash itself, there was one avoid, even though all avoid had to be done by Kehanim. The Parshios and the Seder of Kodshim is called Teras Kehanim, but we know that there was one activity in the Beis HaMikdash, one avoid, which was a proper avoid in every carbon, but it could be done al yidei azor, al yidei non-Kohen. And this was the avoid of Shechita. The four avodas that are in every carbon, shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, and the equivalent avodas in a carbon, mincha, of haktara, of kmitza, and halacha, and haktara, salavaina, and there was the malika, and the hazah, of the carbon, oifos. But the avoda of shechita can be done by a zor, which is actually quite interesting, because the shechita of every carbon was an avoda. It has all the dinim of avoda. It had to be shechted by one who's oimin ala ritzpah in the azara. It had to be done in the proper place where avoda for that carbon was done. Any machshavos which were thought b'shas the avoda would passel, such as machshavos pigul, machshavos shalei lishma, whatever would be thought which would passel a carbon in any other avodas, such as kmitza, such as malika, such as halacha, kabbalah, and zrika, would also pass on the shechita, but that avodah does not have to be done by a kohen. The hagdara, the definition of shechita, is the part of making an animal, which is a davar chayil. An animal is alive, and it's a behemoth. It's not, what does it have to do with a human being? An animal is not a human being. A human being is not an animal. Animal life is not human life. In order for that animal to be niskadish, to be sanctified and brought up into the realm of being roi lavoidis hakodesh, to be put on the mizbeach, first the life, its bahamias, had to be taken. This is the way the mefarshim are masbir, the Bali Machshava that discussed these matters are masbir. Most prominently, Reb Shamshon Fol Hirsch explains that the behema, the chius of the behema, the nefesh of Bahamas, had to be removed from the behema before that behema would be sanctified, uplifted into the sphere of Kodesh to be put on the Mizbeach. In actuality, even though the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash would be done by the Kehanim, but Klal Yisrael in totality also has a name, Mamleches Kohenim, V'goy Kodesh. The Rebbein Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu and Pashas Yisrael to give over to Klal Yisrael, V'atim Tiyu Li Mamleches Kohenim V'goy Kodesh. All of Klal Yisrael has a status of Kahan. Obviously on a more toned down level, but the Avoida, the same way the Avoida of Kahanim in the Beis HaMikdash was to take Dvarim from outside the Beis HaMikdash and bring them as a carbon, bring them up as an offering to the Rabbeinu Shlalom, the Avoida of a Yid, and the Avoida of everything that a Yid, all his activities, be they Bakoidish or be they Bakoil, the sum total of all his activities is to be Mala himself and the world around him to be a Korban Lashem. And the same way the Kehanim were capable of taking a Behema once it was dead, once the Bahamias had been taken away from it and bringing it up to the sphere of Kodesh, of Reach Nichoich Isha Lashem, a Yid is Bekoyach to bring all his mundane activities up to that Madrega. And that's why the avoda of taking away the Bahamis, which was only the preparatory stage of a carbon, even if it's an avoda, can be done by a zor, because in actuality, the zor also has shaykhis to avoda bakoidish. He also has shaykhis to avoda sakoinin, and that is in the sphere of shechita. Every time a yid shechts a behema, what he's doing is he's taking away the Bahamis of that animal, and he's making that animal ro'i, with the act and the matter of shechita to be absorbed into his mitzvahs as a human being. The food, which a person is what he, a person physically is composed of what he eats, the food becomes part of him in order to make that behemoth, ro'i, to become part of him, to be absorbed into his bloodstream, to be absorbed into his physical mitzius, he has to take away that behemoth. And the process of shechitas chulin, which is the subject of our mesecht, is really no more than just a smaller scale of the shechitas hakabonis, which could be performed by a zor in his status of mamleches kainim v'goy kodesh in the Beis HaMikdash itself. So not only is Maseches Chulin not a steerer to the Seder Kodshim, but it's the greatest actualization of the ideas of Teyas Kohenim. The greatest actualization of what it means to be a Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash is the ability for Gans Klal Yisrael and their status as Mamleches Kohenim V'Goy Kodesh to actualize the ideas of the Karbonis and to bring that into fruition in their daily life by being Ma'ale, the physical world around us, to a status of a carbon Lashem. And with that, we begin our Avodah in Emirtz Hashem Maseches Chul. The Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, counts the mitzvah of Shechita, the Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, V'zavachto ve'achalto. The Rambam counts this as one of the mitzvahs, say, Mitzvahs Kuf Mem Vov in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, and the Ravid over there is Cholik. The Ravid says that there's no mitzvah Saseh in the Pasuk. If anything, all there is, the Ravid says, is an Isser Aseh. What is an Isser Aseh? The same way there are mitzvahs Aseh, which are mechayev a positive act, which is a Maisa mitzvah, and these are called mitzvahs Aseh midaraisa. There are certain mitzvahs which do not denote a positive commandment as per an act which is performed, but an Isser that if an act is not performed, it will generate a violation of an Isser. And what is the violation that we're talking about? Says the Ravid is an Issa Asev Zavakta, that if a person does not shecht an animal, and he eats of that animal without shechita, then by eating meat, which is not geshochten, which did not go through all the prescribed halachas of shechita, the Maisa shechita, with all the different halachas, which Amir Sashem will be learning as the Masechta unfolds, the Ravid says not only is he eating nevela or treif or whatever it is, but he's also over on a Isra Aseh of his Avachta V'Achalta. The emphasis is that this is also the discussion of the Taisus in Shavuos Daf Chav Dalet. The context is actually quite interesting. The sugya in Shavuos Daf Chav Dalet is the sugya of being nishba on something which was already also. A person was nishba not to eat Basa B'Cholov, not to eat Nevela, not to eat Treifa. The question is whether that Shavuos is Chal. There's a classic, famous sugya all over Shas called Ein Isra Chal Al Isra. And the main place of that sugi is over there, the sugi of Shavuos Daf Chav Dalet. In one of the discussions in the Gemara discusses one shita, it's a Das Yechida, we don't pass in that way, that if there was a nevela on Yom Kippur, and a person ate that on Yom Kippur, he would not be over if the nevela had already been nevela, the animal had already died, that is, before Yom Kippur, then the meat was already aser. The person would not be chayv koriz for achila b'yom kippurim, for the reason of a nisachal lisa, even though the Yom Kippur is a nisamoisiv, we're not going to get into that. We don't paskin this way, but that sheet holds. I think it's Reb Shimon that holds that there would not be an issacharis of achilu b'yom kippurim for somebody who eats nevela on Yom Kippur because there was a previous issa. So Tosfos discusses if the animal died on Yom Kippur itself, l'chayre there was also an issa b'chayov. The animal was alive. There's an issa while the animal's alive on eating meat which is not geshacht. There's an Isra Aseh of Vizavachta. So Taisus discusses the same idea. And Taisus says there is an Isra Aseh. Taisus has a whole discussion about this. That's the sheet of the Reed. The Ritzvan, Taisus and Shavuos over there, says that there's not even a mitzvah. He says a third opinion. Not like the Rambam and not even like the Ravid. The Ritzvan holds that there is absolutely no commandment expressed in the Pasuk of Vizavachta V'Achalta. All it's telling you is that if a person doesn't want to be over on an Issa Nevela, then the animal has to be properly slaughtered, properly geshochten, in the way which is mandated by the halacha. It's halacha Meshach Mishinah, Kashetzim Yisicha, with all the psula shechitim Yitz Hashem that we're going to learn about, all the different details of how to shecht an animal. And all the Torah is telling you is that when you shecht an animal, it becomes mutarit, vizavachta, then ve'achalta. But there is absolutely no iser or mitzvah sase inherent in this pasuk. The Ramban, in his Hasagas on the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvahs, brings a raya, seems to be a clear gemara, in Psochem Dav Zayin Amid Beis, not like the Rambam, that there is no mitzvah inherent in Shkita. The Gemara Psochem Dav Zayin discusses the brachas for different mitzvahs, that's the sugya of the famous sugya of Bichsa Mitzvahs, and the Gemara over there discusses that certain mitzvahs we make a bracha al hamila, al achilas matzah, and there are certain brachas that we say lehadlik neshal Shabbos, and the Gemara discusses in the Rishonim HaMairich the various nuances of the different brachas that we make on mitzvahs. One of the discussions that the Gemara has is regarding birchas hashchita. The Gemara says that the reason why we make al hashchita and not lishchoit, the Gemara says, is because there is absolutely no chiyuv to shecht. Lishchoit would denote when mechuyuv to shecht. Al hashchita means that when a person shechts, he's mekayim a mitzvah. And the Gemara uses the lashon v'chiloi sagi d'loi lishchoit. Does a person have to shecht? Which would seem to clearly indicate that there is no mitzvah per se of shechita. Obviously the obvious question is, why do we make a bracha on shechita? According to this opinion. So we do find there are other places where a person does things which are dvar reshus, where we're not gonna get involved in that, but in birchas mitzvahs there are certain things which are seemingly dvar shel reshus and we still make a bracha. But let's discuss according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam that holds that there is a positive command, that the act of shechita is a ma'aseh mitzvah, why does the Gemara say that we make a bracha al hashechita v'lo lishchoit? Because there is no chiyuv to shecht. The Torah is telling us over here, when we shecht, we mekayim mitzvah say. So, according to the Rambam, l'chayra, the pshat in this mitzvah is not that there's an outstanding chiyuv that's incumbent on every single person to shecht. When a person walks down the street, there is no chiyuv on him, per se, to shecht an animal. What the bracha and the mitzvah sase that the Rambam is discussing is less on the ma'aseh shechita and more on the institution of shechita. The only way for Yidden to eat meat, and the only way for Yidden to eat meat which is sanctified, as we discussed, which is Bekdusha, which is on the Madrega of the meat that a Yid should be eating, is only through the offices of a kosher shechita. When we make a bracha ala shechita, what we're making a birchas hamitzvah on is not so much the act of shechita, because the person who shechts is not mechuyev, he doesn't have to eat meat. If he wants, he could be without meat for the next year. What he's making a bracha on is the fact that Klal Yisrael was given this institution of shechita, asher kedishon b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu al hashechita, on the mitzius of shechita, on the institution of shechita, on the existence of shechita, which allows us to eat what we eat on a sanctified madrega of Seder Kodesh. This is the birchas hamitzvah. So even though the ma'aseh mitzvah, the bracha, was instituted on the ma'aseh shechita itself, not every time a person eats meat, that's because the ma'aseh mitzvah per se is only when the person actually performs the ma'aseh shechita. Only when the shechit shechts does he do the mitzvah which brings about basar shechita. But the actual chiyuv of the mitzvah is not so much on the ma'aseh shechita, but it's more on the existence of shechita. And this has various ramifications which I'd like to discuss. I'll just point out that there is a concept in halacha, in lomdus, there is a concept called a mitzvah kiyumis v'loy mitzvah chiyuvis. There are mitzvahs such as tzitzis, where a person is not mechuyiv to have a beged of dalet kanfois. When a person is wearing a beged of dalet kanfois, he is mechuyiv to put on the halachic tzitzis that we wear. But he's not mechuyiv to have such a garment in the first place. Same way a person is allowed to live on a park bench, he's not mechuyiv to have a house and thereby incur upon himself the chiyuv of putting up a mezuzah. If he has a house, he's mechuyiv to put up a mezuzah. These are known as mitzvois kiyumiyois. And the Gemara says something interesting. The Gemara says in a few places that be'idna derizcha, when midas hadin is shalit in the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish even for mitzvois kiyumiyois not being performed. Will that be true on shechita? No. As we discussed, the mitzvah of shechita is not only is it not a chiyuv, but the mitzvah of shechita in reality, it's not a mitzvah so much to do a shechita. It's not a chiyuv to do a shechita. It's a chiyuv to make sure that shechita is performed in the right way. It's a mitzvah to make sure that the meat we eat should undergo the process of kosher shechita. It's quite possible a person could be mekayim this mitzvah saseh by being involved in making sure that that shechita is performed properly by others. But per se, the maisa, which we make a bracha on, is only the maisa that the shoichim do that check. But the mitzvah is not so much the maisa shechita, as we said. The mitzvah is the institution of shechita. I would venture to guess that according to the Rambam, the way we're explaining it, those that are in charge of the kashrus organizations and work hard to ensure that our shechita is of the utmost mahadrin level are also to a certain extent mekayim this mitzvah asay of izavachta v'ochalta. So it's not like tzitzis where be'idne derizcha there would be a punishment for the mitzvah. The Taz seems to go along with this idea. The Taz in Yerideh Simon Aleph, when discussing the Birchas HaShechita, brings up an interesting point. The Shulchan Aruch, based on Rishonim, seem to indicate that there's no problem a person who's an Elam, who's dumb, who cannot speak, there's no problem with him being a Shechit. If a person is stricken and can't speak, he does not have to retire from his job as a Shechit. Somebody else will stand there and make the bracha right before he shechts. He only makes one bracha and then he can shecht 50 animals as long as he doesn't make a hafzik. So a shoychit does not have to retire if he no longer is able to speak. There seems to be a steer to this aloch. The Mishnah in the beginning of Truma says, Ilim lo yitroy. A person who is dumb should not, even though he has a status of a bardas, he should not be mafish Truma. Why? The Rishonim explained, because he cannot make a bracha. Even though somebody else can make a bracha, the lechatchila is that the person who's doing the ma'ase mitzvah should make the bracha himself. Why is this not true by shechita? So the Taz in Yerideh Siman Aleph discusses this at some length, and he says that there is a fundamental chilek between the mitzvah of shechita and the mitzvah of hafrashas truma. He says that the mitzvah of shechita, there's no chiv incumbent, as we said, on any one person to go ahead. There's no chiv on a person to be a shechit. There is a chiyuv for shechita to be performed properly by Yidden in order to ensure a supply of kosher meat. Is there a chiyuv to shech? No. He says, so the brocha of shechita is somewhat bedoyme to a birchas hashvach. Birchas hashvach is a brocha that we don't say on a chiyuv to perform a mitzvah. It's a brocha to praise Hashem for one of the matonis that He's given us. Like we say a brocha on lightning to show our appreciation of the wonders of nature that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us, we make a bracha for the spiritual matana sources that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us. One of those is the institution of shechita. He brings an example of this. Everybody's been by a chasna, and we see over there that the bracha on the nesuin, the bracha on the erisin, the nesuin, which is asher osa lanu es haruses vehitu lanu es hanesuos, lanu aydei chupa v'kedushin, is recited by the Masada Kedushin, not by the chosn. L'chor, the mitzvah of erisin nesuin is being performed by the chosn. There's a mitzvah saying deraisa to marry a woman, aydei chupa v'kedushin. The mitzvah, the one who's being behind that mitzvah, is the chosn, maybe even the kala, but certainly not the Masada Kedushin. Why does he make a brach? The Taz explains that there's no chiyuv for the person, i.e. the chosn, to make the bracha himself, for the very simple reason that the bracha is not a bracha b'chaz mitzvah in the classic sense, like the bracha on matzah, the bracha on tefillin, the bracha on tzitzis. It's a b'chaz hashvach for the institution of kedushas Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael was given al-yidei the mitzvah of chuppah v'kedushin. But it's not a bracha per se on the actual being mekadosh. It's a b'chaz hashvach on the institution of marriage. A Jewish marriage is something that deserves a bracha. It's a wonderful gift that the Rebbeinu Shlom has given us to live our marital lives in a sanctified way. And for that, we make a bracha. Shechita, he says, is the same thing. Whereas hafrashas truma is a chiv to go ahead and do a specified act of being mafish trumas and maisus from teva, from produce, which is grown in Eretz Yisrael. That act, the bracha on that act should preferably be performed by the one who's actually doing that act, in order that the act should be done with a bracha. Therefore, over there, the lechatchila is that an ilim should not be toirim. Masha'ekein, there is no lechatchila that an ilim should not make a birchas hashchita, that our ilim should not check, because there's no problem with somebody else making the bracha. The bracha is on what's being, the bracha is on the institution, the bracha is not on the act. Therefore, the one who's performing the act is not, l'chadchila, have to be the one to make a bracha. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Akiva Eger over there is masik, he says he understands that truma is the same thing. It's the institution of truma, which is the chiyuv, not so much the act of avodas truma, but we're not going to discuss that now. It's an interesting Rabbi Akiva Eger if anybody wants to look it up. One last point in this nekuda of the bracha of the shechita is the Agoyis HaShvi. The Magen Avraham and Erechaim Simchest brings an Agoyis HaShvi, which seems to be in contradiction to the Taz that we just discussed. And he says that Shechita, one person cannot be Moitzi another person Bebichas HaShechita. Means, say, if Reuven is Shechting, Shimon should not make the Bracha and be Moitzi. Again, the Halacha seems to be not that way. Or, Akapan B'Di'ev, the Halacha seems to be not that way. And Agoyis HaShvi explains himself. He says it's not like tzitzis where Reuven can be moitzi Shimon and bichzas tzitzis. Why? The concept of being moitzi somebody else in a bracha is a concept of arvus. And the Gemara says in bracha, since I am mechuyiv for my friend to do a mitzvah, the same way my friend is mechuyiv to do the mitzvah, therefore part of that mitzvah is incumbent on me, because kol yisrael arev zelazeh. Therefore I can make the bracha on his mitzvah the same way he can make the bracha. Of course, better for him to make the bracha, but if he can't or he doesn't want to, he has a suffix, I could be moitzi him with the bracha. Why? Because I bear responsibility for his bracha. An interesting spin-off of this idea is legabe achila. Reuven cannot be moitzi Shimon if he wants to eat an apple. Shimon wants to eat an apple, it's hard for him to say the bracha. Reuven cannot be moitzi him. Or if Shimon feels that Reuven will make a bracha with more kavana, Reuven cannot be moitzi Shimon the bracha. Why? Because Shimon is not mechuyif to eat the apple. If he's not mechuyif to eat the apple, he's not mechuyif in the bracha. The concept of being moitzi somebody else with his obligation, which Shemei Kohenin, is based on arvus, ko yisrael arev zelazeh. Whereas Kiddush, even the Bari Pri HaGofen, which is a birch zanenin, since the mevorech is mechuyif to make Kiddush Shabbos morning, as well as the other person, so everybody has somewhat of a responsibility. I am responsible for my friend to be yotze his chiyuv, to be yotze his chiyuv of kiddush. Therefore, I can be yotze him by the priagofen. Getting back to shechita, the Agoyis HaShvi says that even though I can be yotze somebody else tzitzis because it's a mitzvah that once he has a begad of dal kanfis, he's mechuyiv to be matul tzitzis. I can be yotze him the bracha of those tzitzis, but shechita not. But the idea is basically the same. That shechita, there is no personal obligation to do the ma'isa shechita. The Rishonim that holds, quite possible that Agoyis HaShvi holds like the Rishonim that hold, there is no mitzvah of shechita. But actually, there's no stira. As we explained, it's possible to hold that there is a mitzvah saseh of zavachta v'achalta, but that mitzvah is on the institution of shechita, and not so much on the act of shechita. So to say, kol yisrael arevim zelozeh on the act of the shechita, that right now the bracha is being done by the bracha is being recited by the sheikhit, could be that there is no arvus and the Rambam would hold like the Agoyis HaShvi. On the other hand, it's possible that they argue maybe the Agoyis HaShvi just doesn't hold like the Rambam and he holds that there is no mitzvah bechlal of shechita. The lashon would seem to indicate that way, that there is no mitzvah bechlal, it's a reshus, and therefore Reuven cannot be Moitzi Shimon in a birchas hashechita. In this vein, I'd like to explain the Orza Rua, which is brought down the Hagoyis HaShvi in the beginning of Al Masech, the Masech Skulman, brings down an Orza Rua, and he says something very interesting. We know that the Klal is, by any brachas, Birchas HaNenim, Birchas HaMitzvahs, that Safek Brachas L'Hokl. Whenever in doubt, one does not recite a bracha. This is a Klal which holds true almost in all instances, all over Erechaim and Yeridei. However, there is one exception, the Azurua says. When a person has an animal, which there is some type of reisa, there's some reason to believe that the animal is not kosher, for instance, the animal fell down, and it's quite possible, we'll learn in Yetz Hashem, the third parak of Chulin, that an animal that falls in certain ways, in many cases is rendered a trefa, one of the internal organs is damaged, and the meat will not be permitted to eat, in which case a bracha should not be recited. Because he's not shechting a kosher shechita. The shechita is invalid to be matir, the meat to be eaten by a yid. However, if there's a suffix on an animal has a suffix, whether it's a treif or not, the bracha of the shechita can be recited when the shechit is shechting the animal. Obviously, afterwards you'll check the animal and you'll see whether the meat can be eaten or not. What happened to the klal of suffix brachas lahakol? Why does the Azarua say that, why does the Azarua say that the bracha should be recited? The chayin is a suffix. So the Azarua himself is very bekitzer. The Azarua says, because lamaisa, even if an animal is treifa, we'll learn a mitzvah Hashem in the next few prokim, that nevela has two dinim. There's one din of a nevela that it's non-permitted. An animal that does not undergo a kosher shechita cannot be eaten by a yid, A. B, the animal is also metame, it's not neged tos lahalocha, but the animal is also metame tumas nevela. It's metame b'mago, b'masa, the psukumar, and pasha shmini. Again, it's not neged because we don't practice the ritual laws of tumah v'tahara today. But there is a second ramification of shechita, and that is the halachas of tumah v'tahara. When one shechts an animal, the animal does not have the status of a dovah tomei, of a nevela. When a person shechts a treifa, even though the meat cannot be eaten because of the damage that was internally incurred in the animal, however, the al-yidei the ma'isa shechita, the tumah of the nevela is not chal on the behem. Since the animal was shechted, even though the heter of eating the meat is not chal, however, the meat is not tomei. And the Azarua says, because the shechita does play a role, even when the shechita plays a role, even when the animal will not, in actuality, be permitted to be eaten, even if it has a status internally of a treifa, still it will not be tummy. We see that the ma'aseh shechita was a kosher ma'aseh shechita, and therefore we can make a bracha. But what does this mean? If a person knows an animal is a treifa, then a person certainly can make a bracha. So it's lechayr, it's still a suffix brachas. It seems to be that the Azarua is saying the same idea. The Azarua is telling us that the bracha of shechita is not so much right now on shechting an animal and being maturit and having that meat being permitted to be eaten by a Jew. That's not what the bracha of shechita is on. The bracha of shechita is on the institution of shechita. And soif kol soif, when a person shechts an animal that he has a suffix on, since he is doing what the institution of shechit is mechayev him to do, he's shechting in order to facilitate that the animal should be mutter to be eaten. If it's open, then it's found that the animal internally is not a treifa, that the meat can be eaten. So because a person is doing a ma'aseh shechita, which the institution of shechita tells him to do, therefore he can make a bracha. The ma'aseh shechita, the mitzvah of shechita, the bracha of shechita is not so much the act of shechita itself being matir the meat, that might be only rishus, but on the institution of shechita of providing meat that could be eaten for Jews in a kosher manner. Therefore, even if it's a suffix, but the fact that he's doing what the institution, what the mitzvah of shechita is mechayev him to do, what the mitzvah of shechita demands being done, is true despite the fact that it's a suffix treifa. This would seem to be the logic behind the Azarua. And I might add, there's an interesting machlokes, which is brought down the poskim, the Achronim quote, the Gan HaMelech, which is a classic Tshuva Sefer from 200-300 years ago, with the Prima Godin in Hilchos Shechita. What happens if a person shechts an animal? Let's say he's shechting an animal for practice. He has no intention of eating this meat. I will give a pashta case where it would make sense. What happens if there is an outbreak of, there's a contaminated batch of cattle? There's a whole batch of 10,000 head of cattle that have mad cow disease, and the animals all have to be slaughtered. So a kosher base shechita contracted with a farm to take those 10,000 animals, and to bring their shechtim in. Obviously, they'll cover their mouths and their faces and their hands, and they'll shecht those animals in order to gain experience in shechita. The animals won't be eaten anyways, so they contract to take those animals. But they do a kosher ma'aser shechita. The animal's kosher. We just won't eat it because it's carrying a contagious disease. Will we make a bracha on that shechita? Not a shechita shaloy amanas la'ochla. There's a machlokes ha'poskim. What's the machloikis? On the one hand, the ma'isa shchita is being performed. If we look at the mitzvah of shchita being the act of shchita per se, l'chayra there was an act of shchita, which is matter the animal to be eaten. So l'chayra, it should be incumbent on the shochet to make a bracha. On the other hand, as we're saying, the mitzvah of shchita is less the ma'isa shchita and more the institution of shchita bringing kosher meat to Jews the world over. If that's the case, if we have no intention whatsoever of eating this meat, it's quite possible that we can understand that no mitzvah of shchita was performed. Might be good practice for the sheikhtim. Adirab. But as far as a mitzvah of shchita is concerned, there might very well not be a mitzvah of shchita, and therefore the place can bring up such a tzad that a bracha should not be performed. One last case in point in this vein. And this is the inyan that we'll be learning in Mitzvah Hashem for the next 4 or 5 daf in the beginning of Maseches Chulin of a cotton. The Mishnah in Daf Beis and Aleph says that a cotton is a cotton is kosher l'shchita. We don't let him do l'chitchila. We're afraid that he won't do the ma'isa shchita properly. But the ma'isa, if he's supervised, then the shchita is kosher. Which means that essentially a cotton is considered a bar zvicha. What do I mean by a bar zvicha? The Gemara later on says that a goy cannot shecht because since a goy is ain a bar achilo, a goy is not commanded to eat kosher meat. Therefore, he's not bechlal those whose shchita, whose ritual shchita of the animal will render it kosher to be eaten. Misha einoi bizvicha einoi bishchita. Somebody who's not shaykh to the mitzvah and the issa of eating bosan avela and the mitzvah of eating kosher meat is not shaykh to the act of performing a kosher shchita. What's interesting is that a cotton obviously is bechlal. We see that the Gemara holds, if not for the problem that he might not do a good job, but theoretically his ma'aseh shchita is a kosher ma'aseh shchita. And this is difficult because we have a similar concept by tefillin, and over there the Gemara says, the Rishonim explained, that a cotton cannot make a pair of tefillin. He cannot tie tzitzis, he cannot make tefillin, because misha ene bikshira, one who's not mechuyiv to put on tefillin, cannot make kosher tefillin. Kosher tefillin have to be made lishmo. And the same way they have to be made lishma, that in order to be chal on them, kedushas tefillin, they have to be made by somebody who is a bar kshira. And a kotel is not mechuyiv in kshira, is not mechuyiv, it cannot create kosher tefillin or kosher tzitzis. So why shouldn't that be true by zvicha? Kotel is not mechuyiv in mitzvahs, he's not mechuyiv to eat kosher meat. So the shach says in Siman Aleph, on the Apshad now in Mishnah, that since the kotel is a iser, the Gemara discusses in Shabbos and other places, that there's a iser to l'safinon biyodayim. There is an iser, d'oraisa, to feed a cotton, a Jewish cotton, macholos asuris. Therefore, he's considered to be bar zvicha. Even though he's not a bar kshiri, he's a bar zvicha. A little bit difficult to understand because the iser of feeding him non-kosher meat would seem to have something to do with chinuch. Does that render him a bar zvicha? He doesn't get malchus if he eats nevela. Is he a bar zvicha? I believe that the idea behind this shach is the same idea. It could very well be that we don't look at a cotton as any more than a bar chinuch. He's not mechuyiv in the regular sense of the word mitzvah. Only a gadol is mechuyiv in mitzvah say and prohibited from being over any lois say. However, part of Klal Yisrael is the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which comes from avoiding machalos asuris and only eating that which a yid is supposed to eat. Machalos asuris and matamten esaleid. And the Torah made part of that concept of kedushas Yisrael as per machalos asuris every Jew. It doesn't make a difference whether he is mechuyiv per se in the mitzvah. He is part of kedushas Yisrael. He will be mechuyiv in mitzvahs and lois asem yis Hashem when he becomes a bar or bas mitzvah. And therefore, he is shayich to the Indian of Kedushas Yisrael, which is inherent in the mitzvahs of Machalos Asuris. It could be that he doesn't put on tefillin. But tefillin, the mitzvah of tefillin, is the act of putting on tefillin. If he's not mechuyiv in that act, then he cannot create the tefillin which will be used to perform that ma'isa mitzvah of putting on tefillin. However, by kosher meat, a kotel is shayich to kosher meat? Yes, he's shayich to Kedushas Yisrael. He might not be mechuyiv in the lav of nevela, so he can't be mechuyiv in the mitzvah of shechting. However, he's shayich to the institution of shechita, because he's shayich to the institution of machalos asuris. And this is mamish the idea that we're trying to bring out over here. The mitzvah of shechita is not so much the act, the specific act of shechita, but more the institution of shechita, the institution of of basar zavuach being eaten by yidin. And this is true even by a cotton. Therefore, he's considered bazvika, and by definition then, his shchita is a kosher shchita. One last point of an interesting nature is the Gemara says that a person is born, every single person is born under a certain mazel. The Gemara says that that one cannot change his mazel, he has to work with it. The Gemara says an example that a person is born under the mazel of madim, which symbolizes bloodshed, can't run away from his mazel, he's going to have a netia, a tendency to shedding blood. The Gemara says, but if he's a tzaddik, he'll express that in being a moel. If he's a beinoni, the Gemara says he'll become a sheikhit. If he's a rasha, he'll become chalila, a retzer. There are mafarshim that have asked the kasha on the Rambam, why should there be a difference between a moel and a sheikhit? Why is it one a dvarish rus for a beinoni and one is a mitzvah for a tzaddik? L'chair both of them are mitzvahs, according to the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah sasev shechita. The answer is exactly what we just said. The act of shechita is not so much the ma'aseh mitzvah, it's the institution of shechita. The fact that there is kosher meat, and the fact that kosher meat specifically is eaten by Jews, that is the mitzvah saseh of the zavach devachalpi, even according to the Rambam, that counted as a mitzvah saseh. But the act of shechita itself is definitely not a chiv, as we discussed. That's why there's no arvus, and that's why the nafkaminis that we discussed, l'gabi birchas ha-shechita. So therefore, the act of shechita is considered a dvar rishus vis-a-vis the act of milah, which is definitely a positive mitzvah saseh deraisa, which every yid is mechuyev to do on the eighth day.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.